So Hare Krishna, I wish all of you a wonderful day at the sacred hill of Giriraj. We also have a wonderful guest with us, our Kamal Prabhu, who has no Kamal, your name now? Kunya Kishore Prabhu. Kunya Kishore Prabhu, who is very near and dear to us because he helped us during, I believe, 2 or even 3 Kartik Vratas to exist by cooking lovingly for us and taking care of all our needs. Thank you for having come, Raj Kishore Prabhuji. For just the technical information, you see the sun will be wandering, so soon you will be in the shade. But if the shade, if you are too much in the sun, do not fear to come close. For if you are prepared to listen to this class, you can even sit on my head or on my lap. It is my most important class during this time of the Govardhan retreat. It is maybe the most experience-oriented class, and also it will be the most deepest exploring of our own spiritual life. So before we start, I really wish to make all of you, bring all of you a little here. I would like you to free ride for about 5 or 10 minutes on a subject. Thank you. At this moment of your spiritual retreat, try to see what you have gained already. Please don't yet start, because first the task must be clear. It is a little bit different than other. I will give you the sign and then we can start. With this question, at this moment in time of the retreat, we are after all the third day, it's almost half, in the evening it will be half of the retreat. What have you already... it's something else. What did you already receive? And I mean, not only from the lectures, because the lectures are not the main part of the retreat. They are auxiliary or help us to bring us to terms, to bring us to certain understandings. But, for instance, what do you feel in regards to Giriraj? Look at his majestic, silent, but yet so vocative presence. I mean, he speaks to us in some ways. He may call us. Like yesterday, some devotees came to me and said, well, I sat before Giriraj and chanted, and my whole dimension in life opened. I saw I'm living in like a little mouse in a labyrinth. I want to go into the free spiritual scope of Krishna consciousness. Or there may be a point in a lecture which has struck you. Try to free write, that means whatever comes to mind on the subject. What so far has touched you, has moved you, has put a realization or thought in your head? Someone yesterday came to me and said, oh, my ego is totally drained at the moment. It means he becomes materially weak, his mind. And I said, this is desired. So please start. Or if this is too much of a limitation for your free writing, then just write whatever comes. So we will... Now Bhakta Priya and maybe Sachi Devi, could you kindly distribute the Bhakti Rasayana shlokas which we have photocopied for you? You can do for the martyrs is. And if there's anyone who has not gotten a copy, they can come afterwards to Braj Bihari Prabhu or myself and order more copies. Today we will talk on the most important point in our life, the japa meditation, and we will talk about the avoidance of the greatest obstacle, that is the main obstacle, inattention while chanting. We will talk on the art of concentration. So while I'm talking, I'm noticing all of you are not concentrated. The reason is because this morning we lovingly tricked you. I introduced something else, the distribution of a paper. And naturally, your mind was jumping on the paper and going away from the talk to the paper. It was intentionally done to show you how our mind will never be able to do two things. So we will wait until the paper is distributed and then I will talk. Hare Krishna. Every one of you has a paper? Devaprastha Prabhu, has the paper reached up to you? Yes? Good. Everyone has one? Adi Purusha? Yes, very good. I want to request you to bring these papers to all the classes on the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas, because then we can chant together some of the verses and so on. Our mind can never do two things at once. It has to focus on one. If you ever want to experience anything in your Krishna consciousness, you will learn, we will have to learn to focus your mind, especially during the japa period, on the chanting of the holy name. Today we will do a very, very interesting workshop, which has been done in many other times. Several of my godbrother friends were attending this. In Russia, I had the fortune of having two very close friends of mine, godbrothers, who came to me afterwards and said, "Thank you for this workshop. You have really, for the first time in our lives, we have gone to a dimension of concentration which we didn't know before." Srila Prabhupada was once asked by a devotee who had difficulties in concentrating during japa, "Prabhupada, how can I control my mind during japa?" This devotee understood, if the mind is controlled and is focused on each of the syllables of the holy name, then the holy name will reveal himself. So Prabhupada answered at that time, "What is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind?" Now we, as conditioned souls, see in this answer of Srila Prabhupada another sign of his incredible greatness. When it is described, one of the signs of pure love is that whenever you hear the name of Krishna, your mind rushes automatically to the sound. When you see the picture of Krishna, you are automatically running there with the mind. But we conditioned souls are not yet so pure. We are not so much in love with Krishna. We have many things to think about, as the Bhagavatam says. And often these thoughts get in the way of concentrating on Krishna. In the Bhagavatam purport to the first canto, if you want to note down, third chapter, text 44, Srila Prabhupada talks about purity of mind. He says, first of all, no one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. If you are not pure in mind, you cannot concentrate your mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. You might have seen this in your life when you had a difficult day behind and you try to sit down and chant. So many of the thoughts of the day are replayed, especially when you had a quarrel with someone, when you had an impure quarrel with someone. This difficult human relationships which arise from the false ego are the source of great mental disturbance, so that you can't concentrate. Therefore, devotees who wish to enter the kingdom of concentration avoid all unfavorable, that means troublesome, human relationships by practicing Trinadapi Sunichena and so on. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing and mating. So if you want to learn to control the mind, you must start, according to this advice, with your sexual habits. They must be all right. Your fearing, your sleeping, your eating, this will cleanse your action. You will become pure in action. And when you act purely, your mind will be pure. And when your mind is pure, only then you can give rapt attention to the holy name. It's a very very practical piece of advice, which is repeated in one of the important Puranas, where it's said how you can chant properly. Do you sometimes wish in your mind to chant without stoppage? I mean, throughout the day, have a melody and chant Hare Krishna? Do you sometimes feel it? Who feels that it would be nice during the day to remember the holy name and from time to time sing or chant internally? Who has thought about this already, I mean? Oh, you have thought about this. Very good. Wouldn't it be nice if the holy name runs through our mind the whole day? Kamal, Kanal is your name. Wouldn't it be nice? So he always hear the music. Maybe have the mind as a disc jockey with different favorite melodies which it puts on. That would be so nice. But the Padma Purana said, only a person who has worshipped Vasudev for 100 year births can constantly chant the holy name. Because you need, in order to focus your mind on Krishna, it needs to be pure. An impure mind will go to sex, drugs and rock and roll and play this again and again. I once received a lesson of this when I started my Namvrata practice in Giri Govardhan. I chanted at the sacred valley like this. I chanted. I closed my eyes. All of a sudden, I saw the cover of a record album by Jimi Hendrix called Electric Ladyland. And all the ladies, which were not suitable dressed, to say the least, were moving. Then I opened my eyes and I saw 300 enthusiastic monkey couples acting in the realm of illicit sex. And then I heard from Jatipur a Led Zeppelin concert with whole lot of love. in other words, what I noticed is that by chanting and chanting the holy name, I was coming to deeper levels of my consciousness, to the sanskaras, and as a result, all the old sanskaras, which are not very favorable for Naam Bhajan, they're coming out. Raj Kishore, you do not know these sanskaras, and it is good that you do not know them. I was all of a sudden plucked in to all these sanskaras which are in there, and they were alive and well, to my great shame. So only if you are pure will you be able to chant properly. Prabhupada can say, what is the use of controlling the mind? You just have to chant and hear, that's all. Where is the question of the mind? Yes, for a pure soul, there is no question of these sanskaras, the material mind going to the material field. When he hears Krishna, he goes to Krishna. Now we, who are not always so pure, need to think about concentration or avoiding the offense called inattention. And today we will make a workshop based on this. I want to request now our scriptural genius, Syamapriya, to manifest the traktaka of the holy name. Obviously, you will all now look as this new item of our seminar will go up. And we will make a pause because your mind will be totally fixed on the technical arrangements of hanging up that Hare Krishna sign on the mountain, on the tree. Yes, you will be surprised. It will soon come. What did you call it? Said Purijam Prabhu. A traktaka? What is a traktaka? In ancient times, Vaishnavas would write down the holy name on a palm leaf, and while chanting, intently stare on the individual names of the holy name. We know that Veerabhadra or Veerachandra Goswami, the son of Nityananda Prabhu, had a shila, a stone, where engraved in stone he had the different names or syllables of the holy name, and he would worship this stone by doing abhishek to it regularly and a puja, because the understanding is that the letters of the holy name are non-different from Krishna. We hear that other great souls also did so, and Gokishodas Babaji, he once dictated a letter to his Grihastha disciples, which was given to me, sent to me by Burijam Prabhu, where Gokishodas Babaji recommends for full concentration on the holy name. While you chant, you should look at the syllables of the holy name, and you should look at nothing else of this world. After some time, he said, you will see how from the syllables of the holy name the divine couple Radha and Krishna and their associates Parikas will manifest in your vision. Imagine. We also know of another a dear god brother of Srila Prabhupada, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji, who was very poor, but whenever he got some Lakshmi, he printed the chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on metal, and he brought it to the different temples and asked them to hang it up. You will see all over Braj his service to the holy name. He wanted to just bring the holy name everywhere by these written things. So trataka means actually to concentrate your mind on one point. In yogic exercises, trataka meditation is often done to a flame in the candle. As you do this, your mind becomes one-pointed. As you may know, the thoughts are always expanding everywhere, and this way you are many. The mind is called Bahushaka Hyanantasya, many-branched. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says that his devotees do not have a many-branched mind. He says, Vyayasa Yatmika Buddhya Ekeha Kurunandana. The mind of the devotees is Ekeha. Have you seen? Now Krishna sends you a challenge. We have ordered these people to come here. They get their 10 rupees for this, to try to divert you as much as possible. They will later dance in a moment to divert you. No, it is not a fact. It is unintentional. So by yogi deliberately focuses his mind on one point only, and does not allow it to go to other places. This is a established yoga practice, and we in our bhakti yoga tradition, we do not stare at a candle or maybe a tree, or you can do it at a point in a and so on. But the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. By the way, it is an accepted Ayurvedic practice that throughout the day you take a white piece of paper with just a dot on it. And when you feel very, very much, your mind is very much diverted by what you experience, you are supposed to stare on this for about 2 minutes, and you will see your mind will become peaceful. I tried it in Mumbai. I won't try it at Giriraj Hill when I was an Ayurvedic patient. These are accepted yogic practices to bring the mind out of its diverted nature and bring it and concentrate it and bring it to the mode of goodness. Another process, since we are at the process, to just stay with cows for some time. That will relieve the mind also. Lean against Mother Cow, have some pleasant chat, and just you will see how the goodness of the cow, who is so much in goodness, will calm down the mind. That's also a good practice. But what we will do, we will chant. We will use the traktaka or fixation technique on the syllables of the holy name. Now my question is, can you all see it? Or is the sun too much so that it is too light? You see it from there? Can you see it? Sitaram Prabhu, is it visible for you, or most of it, not all of it? Well, in that case, if some of you cannot see it, anyways, we will do a lot of mental thing. Just if you absolutely cannot see it, do it like I have done for my practice, because I just write the holy name like this on a piece of paper. You just need to have a piece of paper and write it. And please do it. This what you will see now is you will enter into states of consciousness which are magic if you do what we tell you. It's a very, very ancient technique. So I wish to know that first of all, everyone decides who... are you going to participate in the seminar? This is very important for me, because if someone is diverted and does something else, including photographing or talking to about important subjects or so on, it is very difficult. The only exception is Kamal Prabhu will have to, not Kamal, Raj Kishore Prabhu has service in Giri Raj, and he's the only, Kunja Kishore, oh yeah, Kunja Kishore. And so he can leave whenever he needs. Please decide, it's very important that we have this all. Sit down, cons, and so on. You will now experience something. I would like to, those of you who don't have their beebacks with them, it doesn't matter. You can just chant without beebacks. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Kunja Kishore. Thank you for coming. Haribo. So, the first task which you will have is, you will please look at the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Kunja Kishore. Kunja Kishore. I will. When you hear this sign, it's the beginning of the exercise, and you will please do what I have told you. And when you hear this, it's the end of the exercise. So please look at the Trataka, that is of the please look at the sign, and please, while you chant, look at each name. When you chant Hare, you should please look Hare, and then Krishna, and then move along with the chant, with the signs. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that it blows a little, take it as the special mercy of Giriraj. We will start now. In one voice, Hare Krishna, which I give you. The idea is not to chant in japa speech. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you very much. You have done half of the exercise. The other half you have not done. One can feel this by the mental energy which one can perceive. You need to concentrate on each of the names more. When you are with Hare, it means your mind only tries to stay with Hare. When you are with Krishna, your mind is only with Krishna. When you are again with Hare, you switch from Krishna to Hare. It's you will see most of the devotees don't do this. The mind is very blurry and not sharp enough to do this in most of our cases. So when you go from Hare to Krishna, you have to make a conscious switch in your mind and go to Krishna. Then Krishna, that's the easiest. Then the next Krishna is also easy. But then again Hare. So you need to concentrate very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Your chanting is so attractive. Look at the cows. They really... let us chant for the cows again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, I really think you have gotten the mercy of the Brijbasis. The eternal cows of Lord Krishna have noticed your concentrated chanting. We must say we are extremely proud of you. Hare Krishna, you have gotten the sympathy of Krishna's cows. This is, I think now we have the blessings of Gomata. I mean, they really listen. Let us chant again for them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Mohan. Yeah, the cows is like our heart, and the man, says Purnachandra, with a stick who tries to move our heart away. That is our materialistic mind, huh? Yes. When a chanter who has properly noted. Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Radhe. Dhanyavad, Dhanyavad. So now we will move into the second phase of concentration. Our concentration was maybe a little interrupted by the cows because they were so beautiful, and we should respond to Braj teaching us. Now, I will request you to go into a visualization technique. May I first ask you, who has seen the Yamuna in his or her life? Yamuna Mai. Good. Very good. Please, we will visualize, we will close our eyes now. Please do so. sit down properly, and in your mind's eye, Prashanta, not you. You are. You have to be with me. In your mind's eye, please again close the eye. See the sacred Yamuna. Hey. As the Yamuna flows, just see. The cows are coming back. We can't do it. They are so attracted to the Vaishnavas. We have to be a little flexible. This is the spontaneous Braj thing. The cows are very attracted to you. You definitely have the cows, we consider them to be Krishna's cows. You really have gotten the mercy of Lord Krishna. I feel so blessed with our seminar. They were very attracted to this sound. It's their Lord, Krishna. They know the name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. They are not like us, who doubt this very much. Yeah, there is a verse of Rupa Goswami. My dear Lord, the calf of my mind has wandered off and gone to the dirty ditch of material life. You are, however, the best of cow herders. Please come with your stick and drive the calf of my mind away from the poison of the material ditch to the Yamuna. Thank you for reminding us. So, but it's very difficult to make a, maybe Krishna, I will wait for signs. Maybe the next thing which happens is a Nila Gau will gallop from the Giriraj Hill here into our midst and begin to play with the sound equipment. Then we will know that we will give our seminar a different shape. But for now we will make another attempt to concentrate. Please sit properly. That is, try to sit erect. And now, in your mind's eye, visualize your favorite scene of the Yamuna. See the Yamuna flowing. You are on one bank of the Yamuna. Look over to the other bank. Your eyes go over the water and there you see the other bank of the Yamuna. Is there a forest there? Or is your favorite sight of the Yamuna when it is dark and the full moon is there? So there is darkness only? Or dimly lit darkness? Or is there just a Yamuna beach with the dust of Vrindavan, or the sometimes a cliff, a sand dune cliff, which is there? Whatever it is. And now, on that opposite bank of the Yamuna, I wish you to visualize in your mind's eye the name Hari. See it in capital letters. Because it is a little difficult, we will not only now concentrate our mind on the letter H. See the H. It has three elements. One line goes from down to up. The next line goes in the horizontal position, in the middle And the third line of the age goes again in the vertical position. See the age. You can see it in a golden letter, or you can see it in a black and white letter. See it there, H. Now, move on to the letter A. It's a capital A, which you should please visualize. It's like a roof. See the roof? And then in the middle, the horizontal line, A. Now move on to the letter R. Visualize the letter R. It starts with a vertical line from up to down. From down to up, I wanted to say. Then, when you are up, you make this half moon shape, R, and you have come to the middle of your vertical line, and then you just go away from it and make that last completing line so that the letter R is very visible before you. Now, next, go to the letter E. Move from up to, from down to up, and then make the three vertical lines. No, horizontal lines. Now try to move a little back and see the whole name Hari. See the H, the A, the R, and the E. And now try to see from your bank of the side, your side of the bank, the opposite bank, and see the whole H, Hari, in one. Hari. Hari. If you can't see it in one, see it as if you are reading it from the H to the E. Just read it. And soon, even if you are a not so visual person, the whole Hari should at least flash up as a whole impression. Hari. Thank you very much. We will move on now. You're still sitting on your side of the bank of the Yamuna. And we will move on now and see at the same spot where we have seen Hari, we will see there Krishna. Please first see a big, big K. It's almost as high as the Samadhi of Srila Prabhupada in the Krishna Balaram temple. K. See the vertical line, and then the two, like a little roof, so perfectly shaped, even the mundane alphabet. K, very nice. Move on now to the R. You can paint the R like I have told you before. I will not make it so. R, and put a dot under it so that it's a re, kri. See the letter S, how it winds in a curve. Put a dot under it. Shh. See the letter N. put also a dot under it to make it a nasal N. And C, the letter A. Krishna. Now move again a little bit back and try to see the whole name as a whole impression. Some of you are not endeavoring hard enough. You surrender to your dull mind. Don't do this. You can train your mind with a little practice to do everything. Try to see Krishna. If you can't see Krishna, the name Krishna, you can also open your eyes just very briefly and look at the sign which is there to take help from the sign. But try to see. You will experience something. Krishna. Oh, for some it's so difficult. Why is it so difficult? What do you do with your minds during the day? Please concentrate. Try again. You may look, and then this helps a lot. Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you for trying. Even if you are not so successful, just by trying, you will fulfill the purpose of this workshop. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Now we will go to Rama. Look over the Yamuna. See the R. It's a big R. Please see the A. It's like a roof with a line. See the M. And see the A. Rama is the name of Lord Krishna, Radharaman, who enjoys with Srimati Radharani. Yes. Now, try to see the whole Rama. Just try. It will come. Don't worry. And even if it does not come, you have opened a little nook in your concentration by trying Rama. Now try to visualize, please, Hare Krishna Rama. Hare Krishna Rama. Hare Krishna Rama. Hare Krishna Rama. Chant along with me and try to visualize each name. Hare Krishna Rama. Hare Krishna Rama. Hare Krishna Rama. Now the whole mantra. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare. Thank you very much. We will not continue here with this, because some of your minds have slipped again back. See, what we want to do with this seminar is we want to activate our mind so that we can actually chant with our mind involved. That the chanting, in other words, is not a lip-deep exercise. but it becomes a heart deep glorification. If you do not go from the external, that is the physical aspect of the chanting, to the mind, you will not be able to chant Hare Krishna, and you will leave it after some time. We will therefore, in a moment, we will train us a little bit more. Prabhupada has said that the Hare Krishna mantra is an address to Krishna. Address, this is also put in the Sanskrit there, because the vocative case is used. Hare is the vocative case. Hara is Radharani. Hare means, O Radharani, vocative, you call. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eight powerful instructions, which happen to be instructions on chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, he chants one verse where the vocative idea of chanting becomes extremely clear. This verse is an urgent appeal to Krishna to save us. It is as urgent as the drowning man's appeal to be saved from the powerful Atlantic Ocean, if you so wish. Those of you who are familiar with this verse, please chant with me. Ayi nanda tanuya kinkadam patitang mam vishame bhavam budo dvayatava pada pankaja stita dulisa disham vichintaya. My dear Nanda Tanuya, son of Maharaj Nanda, please take me out of this ocean of material birth and death, and please fix me again as one of the atoms of dust, it's particles of dust, specks of dust, at your lotus feet. This is an urgent appeal. A drowning man doesn't make a peaceful appeal. I have a little concern. I'm drowning here. He would say, help! Only a few more minutes I have left. Then I'm finished. This is how to chant. If you want to enter the art of chanting, you must start to call. It's not possible to chant if you are chanting in great, great mental satisfaction with your present status quo. I'm satisfied by rotting in the material world. I will now chant a few rounds. No. You must call out, Hey Radhe, Hey Krishna, Hey Radha Raman, please accept me. This is Prabhupada once, he said, chanting means an urgent call to be engaged in service. At other times he would reduce it to a very urgent call. Please accept me. Because when you are accepted, you are again together, again Vrindavan, again the Leela. Everything is again there. So this call out is very important. Now in ISKCON, we do everything outwardly. I'm getting now a little fiery. Sometimes we are a little bit too external, maybe. Calling out is not a matter of the vocal cords. Calling out is a matter of the mind. Again, some of you are diverted. Why? sit. Time. Yerabaje, yes. No, he's a coward boy. He's a nice man. call out in the mind. And now we will do a call out exercise in the mind. For this, we will again close our eyes. And this time, we will not call before the Yamuna. Please go to the ocean in your mind eye. See a big sagara, a big ocean. The ocean has waves, turbulent waves. It's loud. Behind you is a cliff. No one is there with you. You are totally alone, standing before the ocean. And you will now call out the names when I tell you. But you will not call it out in a voice, in an outward voice. You will call in an inward voice. You will call with all your heart. It doesn't matter that you are a well-fed brahmachari or grihastha, a rich man's son or whatever position you have. You are calling out to your Lord Krishna, to the different personalities in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And you can call as loud and as unconventional as you want. No one will hear you. Behind you is a cliff and before you is a loud ocean. You need to have some loudness. And we will for some time now call out only Hare, nothing else. No Krishna, no Rama. Only Hare. Call out very loud. Sometimes you can even say Oshimati Radharani. But the thing it is must be very loud. But in the mind, if you have no inner voice, then you must now train it. You must now build your inner vocal cords. Hare, please call out Hare. Some of you have not understood. Hare, loud. Do you have a voice inside of you? Call out beggingly, not aggressively. Requestingly call out. Please accept me like this. The ocean is loud, but your voice is so soft, louder with your internal voice. Hare. Call out prayerful. Thank you. Please, some of you were not with us. You were thinking, oh no, this is too eccentric, too unconventional. This exercise is only an exercise to train your inner voice so that you can call out. If you cannot do exactly what my prescription is, do it in another way, but please build up your inner voice. It's very important. Now, thank you. Close again your eyes, please. Go again to that spot at the ocean. Thank you. And now call out Krishna. Lovingly, prayingly call out Krishna. Again and again, repeatedly, not one time. Thank you. The atmosphere get better. Some of you are actually doing it. Most of you are doing it. Thank you very much. You might say, where is this calling out? Is it somewhere in our scripture? Yes, in a very nice song. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. This is what Lord Chaitanya did when he traveled. Only calling out. Calling out for Krishna is required. At a time of your life, please photograph freely. Yes. No, please. No, I meant it sincerely. It is at the time of your life, you will come to the state where you don't even call out vocally or mentally alone, but you cry like a child cries for the mother. This is how you can shed. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, chanting the holy names of the Lord is done with tears in the eyes. It's a calling out, a crying out. Therefore, we will now try and last time with the last name, Radharaman or Rama. Please go again to your spot at the ocean. And now please close your eyes and again call out Rama, the beautiful name of Rama. Not in your voice, but inside the mind, huh? Rama, 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 Rama. Thank you very much. And now we'll again take our bees. Yes, they came again. The cows always come when you call. You will see when you properly. I do not really know if this is an indication, but usually when you are alone in Braj and you are properly tuned into Braj, the whole environment will begin to respond to you in a way of sending messages to you. You are, for instance, hungry, and all of a sudden a cowherd comes and gives you rotis and puts before your hands. I remember last time we went to Vashana, Burijam Prabhu and Jagatarini, and I was dying with hunger, and a man came just before Shitsoli. He was a special man, and he had this very nice, tasty rotis, a special type of tea, and he set us down. There was no choice. We had to sit down, and I, of course, was more than enthusiastic, and he fed us. You will see even on when you do your Dandavat Parikram around Radhakund or Giriraj, that the monkeys will become your friends. Take away stones on your way so that you can lie down properly. The pigs will move respectfully and encouraging out of the way. So the whole friendly environment of Vrindavan will be evoked if you are properly tuned in. So when you chant the holy name, Krishna will come and dance on your tongue. He will maybe even bring rotis if you need them. because this is when you tune into a spiritual dimension. Now, we will come to the most practical or most difficult exercise. Please do not give up in the exercise. It's a very intense exercise. I have prepared you now for this exercise. We will chant the mantra in a slow way, and then I will give you an instruction which I cannot tell you now because it is meant to be a surprise, which will first unsettle you from the chanting if you are not fixed on it. But continue to just chant no matter what happens, even if an orchestra of sound will explode around you, even if Nila Gauss will jump and dance before us. Do not worry. Something like this might happen because it's a very intense spiritual experience. Just for a moment, let us chant in one voice. Let us find a rhythm. Let me give you the rhythm, and please follow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please continue to chant. Krishna, in your mind, call out Krishna, only Krishna, the beautiful name of Krishna. No one else than Krishna. Now hurry, louder in your mind. Don't you have a voice inside? Louder. Hurry. Now Krishna, very loud. Call out in your mind's voice, Krishna. Again, Krishna. Please accept me, Krishna. Loud. Call out in your mind. Now call out Krishna, only Krishna, call out, thank you. Now the beautiful name of Hari, only Hari, Srimati Radharani, how wonderful, very good. Now Hari, Srimati Radharani, very loud in the mind, but also with some love. Then hurry, call out in your inner voice. Yes. Now go to Rama. Call out the beautiful name of Rama. Rama. Now hurry. The beautiful name of Srimati Radharani. Wow, how nice it is. Now Rama. How tasty the name Rama when one calls him out. Rama, yes. Now again Rama. Only Rama. The beautiful name of Rama. Please call out Rama. Please call out Rama again. Only Rama. Wonderful. How nice the name is. Now call out Hare. Oh, what a good name. So wonderful. Hare, yes. And only Hare now. Call out Hare now. Very nice. Yes. Marama Hare Hare. Now, we will find a different a different rhythm, and we will try. Call out each. We will put some urgency and joy into our voice. We will understand that we can actually have an intimate relationship to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And we will call in our mind's voice holy name. I will first chant alone with you, and when I give alone for you, and when I give you this sign, then we will all chant together, and while you chant, I will, in one voice, I will request to call out. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Go on chanting like this. Now try to visualize each name as you chant. You can open your eyes and see the sign for a moment, but at the same time, close this up. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Some of you are speeding up. We can have enough time today. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Visualize the name and call out the name. Two things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Thank you very much. What is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind? We will try to follow this instruction now. Forget all the techniques now, which you have heard this morning. Just try to only hear as you produce the sound. There is a difference. You will produce the sound with your heart also, as an urgent appeal. As you produce the sound from your heart to your lips, you will hear and only swim in the river of the chanting. We will chant in one name, in one voice. And please, some of you, I always have that at every Japa workshop, some of you have a very speedy mind. With a lot of passion. You have a Jaguar or Porsche or what is a fast car? Rama car in America. I think we have a Rama car or a Dodge. No, the Dodge van they are called. I do not know American and Australian cars. To stay on a simple flow. Oh, not so fast, please. We have enough time. So we will just now, we will only try to hear. This is not so easy. And don't forget to produce the sound in your heart. Otherwise, you won't hear so good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare. Of the whole exercises, we want to open a channel which is very often only if you do devotional activities from the platform of the mind. Devotee means mind. Can there be devotional activities? Let us not forget Burijan Prabhu's first lecture, where he part of today's session. In the second part, I really want to enter the Bhakti Rasayana meditation with you, but we first needed to have this cleaning process. It's very important. Very important. Don't underestimate. Devotee means the mind. What is going on here? Mind is not the brain. By the way, it is in the heart area. And you must call out. Now I want you to turn toward Giriraj. You can even... it's nice if we stay together, but it is equally nice if you want to go to your own shade here. The main thing is you should have a beautiful darshan of Giriraj and look towards him. And we will chant one concentrated round where we will try to apply what we have learned, whatever it is, what you have learned, try to apply